Hey everybody, I just want to let you know that the entries for this year's Sleepwire Pro-Am and Listener Leagues are now available. Coming back for the fifth season, we once again have a great lineup of pros, including Jake Seeley, Matt Harmon, Mitch Renz, Pat Fitzmorris, Marcus Grant, Justin Boone, the Sleeper app, and so much more. We have so many options for you to play with the pros and us this season. A one-time $50 donation to our Patreon page will get you into the Pro-Am. A one-time donation of $30 gets you into a listener league with us, and a one-time $75 donation gets you into both the Pro-Am and a listener league. Visit patreon.com/sleeperwire to make your donation, and then screenshot your confirmation email and send it to sleeperwire@gmail.com, and we'll make sure to get you on the list. Make sure to include your name and your sleeper username in the email. Once again, that's patreon.com/sleeperwire and send it to sleeperwire@gmail.com.
I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need. I don't want to talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Sleepwire Great Debate Show. I am your host, Professor Chris, and with me today I have Mark from the Fantasy Football Champs podcast, a new show in the Sleepwire Network. You can follow them on Twitter @champs_podcast. Mark, how's it going, man?
It's going good, Chris. We're excited that we had this partnership with you guys, and it's a pleasure to be on the show with you today.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on. I was glad you were able to hop on. But real quick, before we get into the debate here, guys, if any of you listening are going to be in the Dallas area going to SportsCon next weekend, please check out DraftNightOut.com. SleeperWire and Eat Sleep Fantasy have collaborated to become the official fantasy draft event of SportsCon. We're going to be hosting a draft after party at Top Golf in Dallas on July 13th, and it's going to be amazing. Food, drinks, drafting, prizes, analysis, signed merchandise, giveaways. It's going to be awesome. We've got three great packages to choose from. Visit DraftNightOut.com for more details. For those of you listening to The Great Debate for the first time, what Mark and I are doing here is having a debate-style argument between two players. We get 2 minutes to argue for our player, 90 seconds for rebuttals, and then we finish it up with final thoughts. And just a heads up, guys, these are unbiased, objective, stats-based arguments for and against these guys. And this week, two wide receivers currently going in the fifth round. We've got Calvin Ridley versus Chris Godwin. I've got Ridley, Mark has Godwin, and Mark, you ready to get into this?
I am ready. I am excited and ready to go. So why don't you kick us off today with your Calvin Ridley?
So Calvin Ridley, what a rookie season this guy had. 64 catches on 92 targets for a 69.6% catch rate, 821 receiving yards, and 10 touchdowns. This guy is the perfect size to complement Julio Jones. He's 6'1", 190 pounds. He ran a 4.43 40-yard dash at the combine. Here's some of the things that were being said about him coming into the NFL after last year's combine. Dominates cornerbacks if they allow him free release. Quick into breaks. Play speed is electric, possesses elite separation talent, can be lethal after the catch, forces defensive backs into early retreat. These all came true his rookie season in Atlanta. As a rookie, Calvin Ridley finished as the wide receiver 22 in PPR and the wide receiver 18 in standard non-PPR scoring. This is a guy who was being taken as the 48th wide receiver off the board at the end of the 10th round last year. Getting a wide receiver 2 that late, that's just awesome. As I said, he finished as a wide receiver 22 in PPR, and that's about where he's being drafted right now. He's being drafted at the 501 spot, a 12-team PPR, and that's the 21st wide receiver off the board. But do we really expect there to be that much regression for Calvin Ridley? I mean, he was 22. He's being drafted as 21. I don't think that's too high. Sure, the 10 touchdowns, they might go down. Maybe he'll end up with 8 touchdowns by the end of the season. But wide receivers that are this talented in good offenses with a great quarterback like Matt Ryan don't tend to fade away. Look for those 64 catches to go up to the 80 to 90 range. And remember that Ridley was only the starting wide receiver in 5 of his 16 games last season. He'll be an immediate starter from week 1 this year. Not only will his receptions go up, But those 821 receiving yards are going to go up to over 1,000 as well. The Atlanta Falcons are going to be a good offense and a high-flying one as well. Matt Ryan threw the ball 608 times last season, good for third out of all quarterbacks. This is a passing team. Julio Jones is absolutely the clear number one. All right, Mark, let's get into that rebuttal here.
Okay, so great job on the Calvin Ridley. Now, there's a couple concerns I have. Now, Calvin Ridley came out and he said that the NFL calendar wore him down last season. He only, six of his eight lowest receiving yard games came in the second half, which is awful for your fantasy teams. You want them to be ramping up their production as the year goes. Now, he had six touchdowns in a three-week span. That's 60% of his total touchdowns came in 3 weeks. Now, is it great to have him during those three-week spans? Absolutely. But after that, definitely left room to be desired. Devontae Freeman is back and healthy. We all know he's a good pass catcher, and that's going to take some touchdown opportunities away from Ridley this season. He's a big-time red zone running back, so he's going to hurt him there. And his average depth of target lacks some, it leaves some room to be desired. I mean, he was only 9.6 yards, and he had a big-time drop rate. He dropped 10% of the balls going his way. That is not good for a wide receiver. And we can't forget Mohamed Sanu. Mo Sanu is still there. He outsnapped Ridley 829 to 645, and Mohamed Sanu is still going to be a pest in the wide receiver core for Ridley. So that's definitely a little bit of a concern. I mean, Ridley should be on the field more this season, but Sanu's not going to go anywhere.
All right, let's move over to Chris Godwin. Mark, kick it off.
All right, I'm very excited about Chris Godwin this year. Now, newly acquired head coach Bruce Arians, you guys know him as an offensive-minded, high-flying kind of coach. He came out on the record and said Chris Godwin is going to have close to triple-digit receptions. That's would be fantastic. Now, that's a high bar, but let me tell you why I think he could actually get to that mark. On a per-game basis last year, he was fourth on his own team in targets. Fourth. That's insane. He was behind Mike Evans, Adam Humphries, and DeSean Jackson. Now, fourth on his own team in snaps, he was still able to manage 59 catches on 95 targets for 842 yards and 7 touchdowns. He had a 15.3% target share, and he turned that into a top 25 season in a half-point PPR. His average depth per target was 11.5 yards, so if you do the math, each catch was getting you about 2 fantasy points on average. His drop rate was fantastic. Only 2.1% of catchable balls were dropped. He has great hands. Now, Adam Humphries and DeSean Jackson accounted for 179 targets of the Buccaneers' targets last year, and the Bucs didn't add any noteworthy wide receivers in the offseason. That means Chris Godwin is their locked and loaded number two wide receiver, and I think he's going to be a locked and loaded number two wide receiver for your fantasy teams this season. He's behind Mike Evans still, but Mike Evans is going to pull a lot of double coverage because he's a freak out there. And Chris Godwin's going to be playing more in the slot with Humphries gone, and Jameis Winston has a higher completion percentage over the middle of the field where Godwin can excel. He's also a big frame. He's 6'1", so he's a nice big target. Great red zone threat. Winston's going to air out the ball. And he might not be the most accurate quarterback, but we like high volume in passing situations. So I think Chris Godwin is going to go out there. He has potential to put up a pretty monstrous season. Now, his ADP has been rising up. He's a very popular, hot player right now. But I don't think you should be scared off as long as his ADP.
So having Chris Godwin as a sleeper seems like such a cliche this summer. It seems like every single analyst, every single person, podcast, always has someone who has him as their sleeper wide receiver. Even though he's really not being drafted as much of a sleeper, he's going at the 505 compared to Ridley's 501. He is across from Mike Evans, who draws a lot of coverage, as you said, so he does seem to have that opportunity. But in actuality, his stats in his second year weren't as good as Ridley's stats in his rookie year. And triple-digit receptions, I mean, the guy had 59 catches, 842 yards, and only 7 touchdowns. Finished as the wide receiver 27 in PPR and 25 in standard, compared to Ridley's 22 and 18. It really had more touchdowns in his rookie season than Godwin had in his first two seasons. Now, I understand everybody being gone, but O.J. Howard is going to take a huge step up this season, and he's going to get a ton of targets. Let's not forget about Cameron Brate, but let's talk about Jameis Winston. Famous Jameis is famous for his 4 interception games, which he had 2 of last season, even getting benched twice for Ryan Fitzpatrick. He is not the most accurate quarterback. Godwin didn't have many drops. He was really good with his hands, but he still only had a 62.1% catch rate compared to Ridley's 69.6%. It doesn't matter how many targets a player is going to get if his quarterback is inaccurate. Matt Ryan, for comparison, had a 69.4% completion percentage. Winston's was 64.6%. That was below Eli Manning and Cody Kessler. Look, I mean, I think Godwin's a talented guy, but I think he got a... All right, we're going to move back to Calvin Ridley here for final thoughts. As I was saying before, that rude buzzer cut me off. Julio Jones is the absolute clear number one target on the Falcons, just like Mike Evans is the clear number one target on the Bucs. They both have that guy in front of them. But Calvin Ridley is going to get used more this season than he was last year. He's also a guy that Matt Ryan has learned to trust in crucial situations. From Calvin Ridley's 10 touchdowns last season, 8 of them came when the Falcons trailed or were tied. 9 of his touchdowns hit the score, either tied the game or gave the Falcons the lead. This guy was clutch when the Falcons needed him to be. He's also an absolute burner. 4 of his 10 touchdowns came from 30-plus yards out, including 2 75-yard touchdown plays. Like I said before, this guy's a burner, and once he's in the open field, nobody can catch him. That's what we talked about with those combine reports at the beginning. Once he's out there, nobody's going to tackle him. Matt Ryan is fortunate to have 2 awesome big play wide receivers to throw to, but he's not only a big play guy. The other 6 of his touchdowns came inside the red zone, and 5 of those 6 were within 11 yards of the goal line. Ridley can play anywhere. Wide receiver 22 as a rookie, 64 catches, 821 yards. Those are going to go up. I don't think this next part will happen, but Calvin Ridley is a guy who has a chance to be top 15 this season. The Falcons could be one of those teams who has 2 wide receivers in the top 15.
So real quick, let me touch upon a couple more Godwin things as I ran out of time. Now, Mike Evans is there. Mike Evans is going to draw a lot of attention. And like you said, OJ Howard is poised for a breakout, but that should ultimately open up. You can't ignore the fact that Humphreys and DeSean Jackson were big time target guys in that offense. And a lot of this is predicated on Bruce Arians coming in. We all know Arians has a track record. He usually can make quarterbacks better. Now, is he going to make Winston better? I'm not too sure. Winston is pretty rough around the edges. But if he can just get a little more out of Jameis Winston, I think that Chris Godwin also could be in the upper tier wide receiver 2 rank, maybe around like 15 or 16. I think these two guys are going to be pretty close neck and neck. They're both similar, the similar size. It's just one has Matt Ryan. That's great. One has Jameis Winston. That's not too reassuring. But again, let's see if Bruce Arians can turn things around over there. There's still no running game for Tampa Bay, so they're going to be relying on the throwing. Yes, Jameis Winston is an interception machine. But, I mean, if they intercept it quick, their defense is so poor, they're going to give up the touchdowns pretty quickly. So that should get Godwin back on the field in a hurry because that defense is awful anyway. So I like Godwin. I mean, the opportunity is going to be there. The volume is going to be there for sure. Way too many targets left that offense. I don't see OJ Howard taking the majority of those empty targets. I think those are going to go to Godwin. Now, triple-digit receptions, I think that's a stretch. I mean, that would be fantastic. But, I mean, 85 catches, 90 catches, I could see that. And then the touchdowns go from 7. Why can't they go up to 10 with all those extra targets? 10, 11 touchdowns, 1,100 yards, 90 catches. That's definitely in the realm of possibility. And then, like you said, Jameis Winston has he's not the most accurate, that's for sure. So hopefully, with Godwin running a little more out of the slot this season, Winston is accurate over the middle of the field. It's one of his highest percentage completed areas on the field. So Godwin will be there a little more. So hopefully you put those two together and Godwin should be poised for a nice little breakout this year.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Great Debate. If you like what you hear, please go to iTunes or Google Play and drop us a 5-star rating. Leave us a nice review. That truly does help out the show. Mark, thank you a ton for coming on The Great Debate this week. I want to give you a chance to plug where our listeners can follow and support you.
All right, it was my pleasure, Chris. Thanks for inviting me on. You can find us on Twitter at champs_podcast. And make sure you guys, if you like what you heard today, like and subscribe to our own football podcast. It's Fantasy Football Champs. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can stream podcasts. So go ahead and do that for us. And we look forward to coming on the show and doing some more of these great debates with you, Chris.
And you can find us on Twitter at Sleeper Show. I'm on there at prop_ChrisSW. And you can also find me on the Sleeper app at Professor Chris. Art, thanks again for joining me. Everybody else, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week.